USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the 40 executive orders signed by President Biden in the past 8 days.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the president vowed to immediately address the pain and suffering of the American people. COVID coordinator Max Rose says the Pentagon's pandemic response so far has been largely to deploy medical military personnel.
Today, there are over 20,000 National Guardsmen deployed providing COVID support, including at over 216 vaccine sites in 36 states and territories.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 300 points to finish at 30,603. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Senator Tom Cotton called for federal authorities to remove National Guard troops from Washington, D.C., as thousands remain deployed in the nation's capital due to ongoing threats of political violence. The Arkansas senator adding on Fox News.
It's kind of a generalized threat of some kind of domestic extremism and domestic violence. But it's not, to my knowledge, geared specifically towards the capital of the United States. Remember, this is the people's house. It should not be a fortress. It has to be guarded. It has to be guarded at critical moments, like on inaugurations or States of the Union or joint sessions when we welcome foreign heads of state. And that force posture has to be geared towards the actual threat. But we should not turn it into a bunkered compound like so many federal buildings in Washington already are.
Today is Data Privacy Day, and Americans are being urged to update and safeguard their personal information. Experts saying everyone should take the day to update their passwords. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day. More than anyone in this school system, figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.